My name is Susan D'Annunzio. I'm the Student Services Supervisor in the Division of Student Services and Migrant Education, the Bureau of Community and Student Services at the Pennsylvania Department of Education in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The 21st Century Community Learning Center program is authorized under Title IV, Part B of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, as amended by the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001. It provides federal funding for the establishment of community learning centers that provide academic, artistic, and cultural enrichment opportunities for children, particularly students who attend high poverty and low performing schools, to meet state and local standards in the core academic subjects. Pennsylvania grantees are required to submit program implementation and results data annually at two different online sites. The first site is the Federal Online Reporting System for the federal government, the Profile and Performance Information Collection System, affectionately called PPICS. And additionally, the Pennsylvania Department of Education has a state evaluator that elicits information from Pennsylvania state grantees. Along with the federal reporting, this information is used not only by the U.S. Department of Education, but also by the Pennsylvania Department of Education to monitor the services and activities that are being provided by 21st century grantees across the state, inform us who is participating in grant-funded activities, and what progress is being made in achieving the performance indicators associated with the 21st century program. 21st century applicants in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania are required to submit an evaluation design with their initial proposal. And that initial proposal should include the types of data that they will be collecting, when they're going to collect the data, the designs and methods that they will be using, the instruments that will be developed and when they will be developed, an indication of how the data will be analyzed, and when the reports of results and outcome will become available. And additionally, an important part of the evaluation process is how the information, once it's collected, will be used by the program to monitor the progress and to provide the accountability information to stakeholders about success at the program sites. We have a technical assistance provider that is contracted by the Pennsylvania Department of Education to provide training and technical assistance to our 21st century grantees. And they conduct the majority of the monitoring visits with our guidance. Programs in Pennsylvania are typically monitored between September and March each year, and the grantees receive advance notification of the pending monitoring visit with preparation instructions. The technical assistance team in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania meets on a regular basis, typically the first Monday of every month. We spend about 4 to 5 hours together discussing what the grantee needs are, the calls we've received, the emails that we have gotten. Although it's not always directly about the evaluation data, it is most often about the questions and the concerns that grantees bring to our attention, or statewide advisory board members bring to our attention. And that information is used in conjunction with the data that we extract from the PPIC system, as well as the state evaluation system, to design professional development that is going to be supportive to the grantees and helping them to continue to implement quality and sustainable programs in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Department of Education established the 21st Century Advisory Board on a statewide basis in 2002. To make recommendations and develop after-school program tools and resources to strengthen the Commonwealth's 21st century program. Currently, the committees are a Board Excellent Committee, Program Quality, Public Policy, and Sustainability. The Program Quality Committee, I think, most easily fits in with our discussion about evaluation. And the program quality for the 21st Century Community Learning Center program in Pennsylvania has provided a lot of input and information for what kinds of tools they would like the state to develop that would help them do a better job and help them to have and to operate better programs throughout the Commonwealth.